Proclamation number 8353, dated the December 12th, 1962. Messiah, Savior of humankind. From bright heights I descended to earth to carry my light into the darkness. The Son of the Spirit had gone down. No ray of light illuminated the darkness of night, and humanity suffered dreadful hardship. And those who recognized their adversity screamed to me for help. They called for a savior to rescue them, for these few were not entirely imprisoned by my adversary. They lived a life of love and had not completely lost their bond with me as yet, and thus appealed to me in their distress to send them a savior. And so I sent my Son to earth. A spirit of light, who emerged from my love and remained loyal to me when the host of original spirits deserted me, offered himself for an act which was unique yet nevertheless brought redemption to all humankind. He descended to earth and dwelled amongst the people. He started his life on earth like any other human being, but had accepted that he must fulfill a great mission, to shape himself, i.e., his earthly shell, such that it could serve me as an abode, because I wanted to tend to my living creations myself. I myself wanted to redeem their immense guilt with which they had burdened themselves due to their voluntary apostasy from me. This being of light, a child of my love, offered itself to accomplish this act of atonement as a human being on my behalf and, as a soul, took abode in the infant Jesus and began his earthly progress, which was so incredibly sorrowful because his earthly body was intended to become spiritualized as well in order to serve me myself, the eternal love, as a dwelling. Even at his birth the world around him was already able to recognize that this infant was the promised Messiah, for his great abundance of light broke through from time to time and expressed itself in extraordinarily profound speeches by the infant. Yet his soul was exceedingly harassed by my adversary, who incited all spirits still belonging to him into taking possession of his body, so that, due to this influence, the body became subject to powerful temptations against which the man Jesus subsequently had to fight so as not to succumb to them. Love gave him the strength to do so, yet he had to exert great effort, and the whole of his earthly life was a true path of the cross, which he nevertheless voluntarily took upon himself for love of his fallen brothers, whose extensive hardship was known to him. But his life was also an uninterrupted service of love, and since I am love itself I was always able to being him and provide him with the strength to fulfill the mission, to accomplish the act of atonement for humanity's immense guilt of sin. He was my Son, he was the soul of light which found complete union with me on earth, which accomplished the work of deification which is the goal of every one of my created beings. To change from a living creation into my child which voluntarily accepts my will completely and thereby is able to attain the highest degree of perfection. Jesus was a non-fallen original spirit, and yet this deification had to take place in free will, which was achieved by taking the path through earthly life, the path through the abyss. And thus his soul had to be exposed to all harassments on the part of my adversary, because he wanted to possess this soul too, whose fall he had been unable to bring about. And since the earth was his kingdom, hence the kingdom of the fallen spirits, Jesus' soul was exposed to all satanic instincts and harassments, and the human being Jesus had to resist them. In the face of all temptations he had to stand by me as his Father of Eternity, he had to make me his comrade in arms and did this by constantly requesting my love, and through his activity of love also received it, because love does not deny itself, and the great love of the man Jesus drew me tremendously. And by virtue of this love, for love is strength in itself, He was able to put up resistance and continue with the act of salvation until the end. The Savior had been sent to mankind in truth. The Messiah had come as had been promised long before. The light had descended to earth in order to illuminate the hearts of those who acknowledged him, who recognized that I was in him myself and wanted to bring people salvation from sin and death. And the light penetrated the darkness. In Jesus emerged a fighter who defeated my adversary. For his weapon was love, and my adversary fights against love in vain. He will always succumb to love, for I am love itself, and I am truly stronger than the one who once plunged you into the abyss. Amen.